We are ready to go anytime you're ready.
Oh, well, then let me count it in for us with a 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. It is Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Fresno podcast guru, Mike C.
Hey.
How are you, Mike?
I'm great. Great.
We are
doing
here.
Great.
We're
in Fresno.
Here to talk all things Fresno, whether it's politics, pop culture. We don't talk Fresno fashion as much as I think we should.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe someday.
You get a lot of Twitter buzz around that. Like, what do you guys, where you guys stand on Fresno fashion?
No, Fresno fashion.
And then I just ignore it. And
Fresno Famous used to be big about Fresno
fashion.
They
that's
had that,
right.
God, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like Famous. It was like Fresno. It was like fashion. Fresno fashion isn't fair, or something like that. They would do.
But there was like you like interviewed your friend.
Yeah, you would
what
get
they're
a,
wearing.
You would take a picture of whoever like out and about, and you would ask them about their outfit. I forgot about that when I took over Fresno Famous.
Yeah, that was one of the things that kept going. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it stopped. It was a really good. I think because I hated going out and doing it.
And not enough people were doing it themselves.
So maybe we need to bring that back.
Yeah, maybe.
If anyone can remember what that feature was called.
There isn't anything up anymore, huh? There's like, you can't even Google it anymore. That's
you know,
like just
if you go
erased.
To like, what's that? There's a website, the Wayback Machine or something like that. And you can, it just allows you to search for any old, like any website.
Really? Like one that's been taken down?
Yeah. And it'll bring up like, I think it's just, it must like just search caches or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I saw, it allows you to see what a web page looked like in 1990,
or
2004, 2000, whatever.
Oh, my Fresno Wiffle Ball League site would look tight.
And you could still find some.
All my Angel Fire websites.
Right, yes. You can find your Angel. I'm sure of it. Yeah. Your Wiffle Ball League.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
That's a 90s looking website, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, where were we at? Oh, Fresno.
We'll be waiting on the Fresno Beehive to have that Fresno fashion thing once we figure out the name. And there better be a post on the Beehive.
We'll send Bethany out to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's talk about Fresno. We've been gone for a bit, and we're back now.
Apologize.
There's some things that happened.
The Fulton Mall, the whole,
whoa.
All the, there's all kinds of Fulton Mall in this. And, did we talk about last time with Rocky Ryan where the bids were too high over budget?
Right. I think we may have talked about it a little bit.
I think we did. The closest was
$2.5 million over, you know, what the city originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so today,
or the money that the city has funds secured for.
City, yes, I believe so. Most of it. Right. And so today they had the vote on whether or not to. So they got a bunch of bids in, and they were voting on whether or not to accept what was essentially the lowest bid.
Right.
And it was crazy, man, because. And someone mentioned this on Twitter. You know, what they were voting on is exactly that, whether or not to accept the lowest bid. But the way it all played out, it was like people were still debating whether or not they should put in the road.
Wait, how did that happen?
I have no idea. I think people were trying to say, you know, like, I think people were trying to. Okay, so there's some people that don't want the mall there.
Right.
I mean, they don't want the street there. They want the ball to be saved. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to use this as a way to get to forestall the inevitable.
Yeah.
And so there was just this whole debate back and forth about like
just wasting a bunch of time.
You know, why the road should be there. You know, and I actually got into a little bit of a Facebook thing with this person because. A friend of mine, she posted a picture of the cupola from the federal courthouse that they tore down.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
Famous picture. And she's like remember when we let this happen? Mm-hmm. Leaders in Fresno, they don't have much vision or something, save the Fulton Mall. And which just got me so incensed. Not incensed, but, you know, it's like people are like these preservationists are like, we have to save the Fulton Mall because it's such a, you know, historical resource. Well, truthfully, the Fulton Mall covered up what is the actual historical artifact, which is the original downtown, you know, the bones of the thing. And that's being covered up right now by the Fulton Mall. Mm-hmm. You know, behind the facades of those buildings are the original beautiful buildings that were down there that were essentially covered up so that we could put the Fulton Mall in the first place. So, like, to claim some sort of preservationist, you know, stuff just doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird thing. But then, because I would like this, but I don't know. The facade thing, I would like to see that regardless of what happens to the Fulton Mall. Right. Just somehow find funds to take all those facades,
facades down. And make Fulton Street like it was in 1920. Why are we focusing on 1960 and whatever they, mm-hmm. you know? It just makes no sense to me. And the other thing is, you know, the people who are saying, you know, save the Fulton Mall. And I think they're actually still trying to sue the city.
Oh, okay.
To get
it. That's still happening.
To get it stopped. Now, I don't think that's really going to happen. But the people who are saying this, you know, they're saying save the Fulton Mall. What they really are doing is giving Fresno an excuse to ignore the area.
Yeah.
You know, again. So. But luckily, the council was, you know, they did what I feel like is the right thing, and they voted to everyone, but there was one person, member who voted against it, but everyone else voted to approve. So tomorrow, I think, is when they start working on it.
Start, like, what kind of working?
I don't know. I don't think it's tomorrow. But, tomorrow. It's supposed to start soon. I really think
jackhammers.
The first of the year or something. So
when do we see jackhammers?
They're going to bring a jackhammer. They're going to do the
ceremonial jackhammering.
Ceremonial jackhammering.
I'm at the point, you know, we've been discussing this for we own the record for amount of Fulton Mall talk and stuff. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they do in KMJ, but I was always a staunch like just clean up the mall, get the fountains going, and clean it up. And you know, this past year, I've kind of finally relented. Like, you know what? If you're able to do it right, I'm actually good with opening up the mall to traffic. As long as you don't half-ass it and just like, here's the street, blacktop street. Some big, kind of big sidewalks. There you go. That would be a travesty. If that happens.
But would it really? Because I mean, I sort of feel like, you know, people that are saying, oh, it's going to be such a travesty. But what is happening right now on the mall to me is a travesty. And so if the option is nothing or something, I feel like something in this case really is better than nothing. And I definitely would. I want them to do it right. And I actually think that the people who are, you know, bemoaning the loss of the mall, they have, in my mind, a responsibility now to, instead of fighting to stop it, to step up and making, you know, holding the city's feet to the fire, let's say, to make sure that they do it correct.
That's why I want to see that group doing now is move to a watchdog guardian mode and just like make sure the art gets taken care of, make sure the fountains get taken care of, make sure it's not just like cheaply done.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it will be. I mean, I think that, you know, they have the city has a vision for what they want to do, and I think it's going to be nice. And I think there are people who are ready in the wings to come in and really start, you know, putting some stuff together. So, you know, and when this person I was sort of going back and forth with on Facebook was like, you know, nothing is going to bring the people from the north downtown, you know, nothing that they can do. That's just her, you know, they build a street, you build whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's not going to bring the people from the north. And, you know, I don't know how much I agree with that or not, but I also don't care. You know, it's not.
I think, you've kind of over the years have just been like, you know what, screw them. They're just going to stay out there. Right. We don't need 100% of Fresno to come downtown for it to be a success. Right.
And I don't think that's the play that the city is going for either. You know, I don't think I don't think it's like what they were doing with the stadium. You know, I think the stadium, when they built the baseball stadium, I think that was very much in mind. Like, we'll build this great stadium. We'll bring all these people down here. We'll have all these great things. And that really was the mentality was we have to drive people in.
People from north of Shaw,
I think now the mentality is like, how do we help? How do we offer like the best possibilities for the people who are already interested to help build the community that's already there?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I have anyway.
Yeah. And that's all they have to worry about. And I think even though I think the Grizzlies actually do bring the demographic, citywide demographic into downtown.
For sure.
And that is something that does. So I think that shows that it can. I think the thing that you're going to need for, let's say, the Northeast Fresno to come down there is some sort of big box, some sort of anchor.
Well, yeah, you need something that something that they want. I mean, and that's any place.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go to a part of town that doesn't have anything for you. And that's part of the problem right now is that Fresno, that the what's on the mall caters to a very specific clientele that includes hipsters like me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Latinos and hipsters. And if you're a Latino hipster, you love the Fulton Mall.
Yeah. I was a little worried about this vote. I don't know why. I probably shouldn't have been, but you know, I was a little worried that, you know, the council was going to say no, we're not going to accept it, and then it put everything back to square one. So it was good to see that they stuck with their you know, original vote, which is like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open the mall to traffic, and now we're going to pay for it.
I do have to acknowledge that it's nice to see, because this whole traffic thing has been odd for me, as I'm usually like fervently on the side of some sort of Fresno progress, something new, exciting for Fresno, regardless of how much it costs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this foot mall thing, I've kind of been like, almost in the middle, which there really isn't too many people like in the middle, but I've kind of been in the middle on it. And how I wasn't, it's just been weird. Usually I'm just so locked into this stuff. And
right,
for like, this, hey, it's just, I've just been like, oh, whatever happens is going to happen. So it was nice to see that the council, usually in these things, you're just used to the council, like you're saying, like, you know what? It's going to cost too much. Right. And let's play it conservative and vote against it because that's what we do. And it's nice to see that the council is just like, hey, we'll find $2.5 million somewhere. Let's just do
it.
Right. Which, I mean, that's kind of what they did with the stadium.
Right. And look how well that turned out.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of people that are still very upset about the stadium. Yeah. But,
there's an argument to be made on both sides, but I think, I think, the stadium, in the end of the day, has been a success and a positive thing, regardless of whether it's cost of city money.
It can still, I think the stadium still has potential.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't think it's too. It still is growing, and I don't think that south of stadium area is happening without that stadium. I don't think Tioga is not there without the stadium. I don't think Bitwise is there without the stadium. So
Well, and I think that people don't realize also, I think they kind of take it for granted that we have this awesome stadium sitting in our downtown because we do have it.
Yep.
You know, hey, go back to watching baseball at whatever
Euless over Park there by at Fresno City.
Out at Fresno State, you know.
Yeah.
Or not having a professional ball team. So yeah. Anyway, Fulton Street. Looking
Fulton
forward to it.
Fulton Street.
I'm gonna drag it happen. So hard.
You're just
like my dad. My dad is always so. Anytime you mention the Fulton Mall, you know, he gets real mad because I guess he used to drag Fulton Street in his car or something when he was like, that's the worst thing they ever done was turning it into the Fulton Mall. So this will be good for him. He'll be happy.
He can finally drag for chicks again.
Yeah, he'll get all nostalgic.
It was the worst thing it happened to be. I was forced to go to Belmont to drag.
Right. Sunnyside. Blackstone.
Everyone yeah, well, Blackstone. That's when I was. That was my day, Blackstone, bro. It was the best. Sit out in front, and then you sit in your car out in front of the Kmart parking lot.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tower Records out there.
Oh man, that sounds fun.
Toys R Us.
Oh, the Toys R Us. I miss Toys R Us, I'll tell you.
Or not Toys R Us, I mean Arthur's.
Arthur's Toys, yeah, Arthur's Toys. I miss that place so much. So what else? What else is happening? That was the big news today, and so
yeah,
we're up to the minute.
We'll
here
see. Yeah, one day it looks like our future. One day we won't be able to talk about the Fulton Mall anymore.
Oh, I'm sure there will be plenty of Fulton Street talk. I'm sure, and I'm also sure that this will be going on for a while.
Yeah,
I'm sure people will be talking about it even as
well. One thing I predicted. And people said, "Oh no, it'll be fine." But I said, "The ice rink was going to get in. No ice rink this year."
Yeah, no ice rink, and that was a big to do for a bit because there was all this craziness about it. You know, the Downtown Fresno Partnership, who normally runs it, I think they knew like back in June. July or something. They knew a long while ago, like, this is not going to happen.
Right.
But they kind of just, and they actually put it up, I think, on their website. Like, hey, you know, it's not going to happen this year. But they never made an announcement about it or whatever. So right around the time that it was supposed, would have opened, had it been happening, I think someone at the B was like, hey, what's going on? This thing should have been open. So they made a call down there. And it was just this weird, like, odd series of events that, like, made it seem as if the Downtown Fresno Partnership, you know, was trying to hide something. Or that, you know, there was just this weird thing. And so there's this big, you know, thing made of it. It was in the paper for a couple of days about, oh, it's not happening. And And I think Clint Olivier at one point was, well, we'll do it at Manchester Center. And Manchester Center was like, oh, that'd be a great idea, you know. Uh-huh. And then the Downtown Fresno Partnership people were like, do you even realize, like, how much money and time it takes to put this thing
right on? You can't just like, be like, oh, just
takes
6 months
go. Of planning and, you know, yeah. So. But it is too bad. I think it was a really cool thing. The problem is, you know, I don't know if it was designed to bring people in, but it didn't bring people in. I mean, you know, it wasn't like what they thought. Right. I don't know what they thought it was going to be. But because I don't know if they like thought that it was going to bring a bunch of people in or if they were just
that don't normally come down there right. or something.
But I don't think it was as big of a draw in that way as they thought, and so it was, and it's expensive to put on, and so you know, maybe we'll get it back next year when they have the street.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll block off the street for it.
Yeah, block that stupid awesome. Street off.
So, okay.
Well, our friends Rocky and Brian, who were on the last show, we were talking about Sweetfest.
They
got all kinds of national attention for their Star Wars Force Awakens trailer, right. Sweeted version, and it got them onto Good Morning America. They were flown out.
Good Morning America, yeah, this week. Did you see it?
I did see it. Brian even got wedged in a Fresno reference. Right. And
so they apparently had told, like, asked them not to mention Swede or Swedefest.
For some reason,
I think probably just because they didn't want to have to deal with
the word Swede.
Brian definitely was able to get a little plug for Fresno and a plug for Sweetfest, even though he didn't say it by name.
Right.
And then they got to meet the actors in the movie. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Totally geeking out with them. I was like, oh, my God, this is the coolest thing. And then I guess they were supposed to be on Inside Edition, maybe?
Catch that. I heard
it was an Inside Edition, something like that.
Yeah, that's
one
what
of
he
those.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Which is really cool.
When they had Daisy Ridley and John Boyega came out, and it was just like, which they had the two actors that played them in their Swede with them. And so that was pretty amazing for them to have been able to
hook
that up.
Can you imagine being like, all right, so you're, you know, Rocky and Brian's friend, or you know, just some, hey, you guys want to be in this suite? Sure, sounds great.
Yeah, whatever.
And then suddenly you're on GMA, you're on Good Morning America, meeting the actor
that you portrayed,
whatever, for your stupid, like,
And
it's not stupid, it's actually really cool. I love suites, but you know, your cardboard cutout.
Right.
Recreation of this thing. I mean, it's totally awesome. And you know, I will gush about Rocky and Brian because I love them. I think they're the perfect example of what is good about Fresno, you know?
Yeah.
And what is good about all cities that have these kind of people, and what's good about art and people who make art. And I think, you know, this is definitely not a business for them, you know. They're definitely not making money for it. Like when you talk about that labor of love, this is it, you know. And you can tell it's just so real for them. So they deserve every bit of good things that come their way.
For sure.
And they're just the nicest guy in the world, you know. They came to our podcast.
Come on. Doesn't get nicer than that. Like,
Yes,
we'll come into your little garage.
Yeah, I'll hang out with you guys. But no, and I mean, I don't know. As long as I've known them, it's just always been just about like having fun and making movies, or in this case, trailers, but you know, and just having fun with it, you know?
Yep.
And that's awesome. I mean, and for them to get exposure for that, for this thing that's like completely pure, you know, I think it's really awesome. So, It got me really excited about Star Wars, too.
Yeah, I don't need to get any more excited about that.
Right.
I'm going on a blackout until it comes out. So.
Okay. So you don't want to know everything that I heard from Rick Bentley.
Does Bentley know a bunch of things? Did Bentley see it? They ain't going to let Bentley see it early. Bentley's probably like going crazy. He can't see it early.
So you have tickets?
Yeah.
You were going what day, what time?
I'm not going to see it until Friday night, which basically it'll be out for 24 hours by the time I've seen it. And because I have to wait for Trent. So
you'll know everything about it.
Well, I'm going to have to stay off the internet for a day.
Like you're going on the blackout.
Yep. I'm going to have to post.
I really want to see it, but I sort of feel like I won't see it for like months. And people you're talking about,
great. You can't
do
that.
Then I'll see it and I'll just be like, oh my God, this, why did I wait so long?
You gotta see it opening weekend or at least, Monday or something.
Phantom Menace came out? Definitely. I was there, opening day, in the lines, whatever. Now, I feel like as excited as I am.
But I mean, you're going to hear so much. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you haven't seen it by Sunday night, then you're going to hear so much that following week. It's just going to be like.
I also just, that spoiler alerts just don't bother me, really.
You're still going to just like enjoy it regardless.
Yeah, I think so. But we'll see. So, and that's happening on the 17th / 18th when that's going on. It's going to be huge.
I'll be at River Park on the Friday. I think it's like a 7 o'clock showing on Friday.
What theater?
At Edwards.
Okay, so think about this: Thursday, right? Thursday night, opening night, Star Wars, Maya Theater. Also, Motley Crue, Save Mart Center.
Oh!
Don't are they go playing that anywhere night? Near Fresno State that night.
That's Friday night.
Thursday night.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be insane over there.
So it should. Yeah, I think it'll be pretty crazy. Yeah.
Remember that is your is your public alert. Stay away from the Save Mart Center area.
Chestnut and Shaw.
The 17th. Don't go.
Or really the 18th probably is the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to our next topic.
Moving on to band of the episode.
Oh, awesome. You want to do it?
I hear it's Beastmaker.
Let's listen to it.
Oh,
Beastmaker is a they're the metal band, and recently signed. They have a record deal. I can't remember the name of the label.
A Fresno band with a record deal.
There are several now. I mean, I think not Fresno specific, but I mean, I feel like there are more local bands with record deals now than there have been in a long, long time. Now, you know, that means something different than it did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I think the record industry is just a whole other kind of thing.
Right.
But it's still cool. I mean, it's definitely awesome that these guys are getting, and Beastmaker is one of them. They're getting lots of recognition, and they're playing all over. They're playing down in LA quite a bit, and playing a bunch of good shows, and really doing it. So I give props to those guys.
For sure. Do you know where they played in LA?
They do one of those Roxy shows. The last show I saw them play, well, I didn't see it, but I saw that they were playing. Maybe it was like the Satellite or something. There was a couple of them. So they've been playing a lot down there, though. So I think they must have some kind of inn down there. So they're playing there probably at least. I mean, they're playing here a lot, too, recently. I think they have a show coming up maybe on Monday with a band out of Pennsylvania, and Slow Season will be playing, and Style Like Revelators. So they're playing quite a bit.
Cool.
And they're good, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Check them out. There should be a if you look on our blog post for this episode, there'll be a link. Link in the show notes, bro. As they say in the podcast game.
Right, which that's
this,
our podcast.
This podcast is about 11 years old now. I know it's gone through dark times, but this podcast is technically 11 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, almost, roughly. Wow. Reed may know a little bit more precisely, but
yeah,
I want to say it was January of 2005 when Form of Famous
started. Decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We are kicking through this thing today. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, just one more music thing.
I think
the Foundry on KFSR, the metal show on Saturday nights 9 to midnight, I think it's gone.
Get out of here.
The past couple of Saturdays I went to listen to it, it's just jazz music or something.
Interesting.
I thought maybe the guy that does it is on vacation.
Whatever.
And then the next weekend, it was the same thing. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, that definitely could be. I mean, and here's the thing about it. You know, I think a lot of those shows, you know, especially on KFSR, they're so driven by the DJ.
Right.
And so if the DJ, you know, that's what it was like. I had my show. Me and Jamie had the local show. And we did it for like a year, and then it was like, we just kind of had enough. And so I think that's what happens, you know. People get burned out or whatever.
Is somebody
happens.
Still doing the local show? Didn't somebody take it over?
You know, I'm not sure. I know they were doing it for a while. It was a little bit of a different format.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were doing a local show for a while. I think they were inviting people, local artists on, and they would have them like pick the playlist and that kind of thing. But I, you know, I haven't listened to KFSR in a while, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. So, you know, KFSR, I love KFSR, but I also think that in a lot of ways, it's like such a missed opportunity for us, you know, to have like a real, true college radio station,
right?
In a way that like lots of places have college radio stations, and you know, if you can't have a college radio station that has like a metal show at you know, in the middle of the night that plays the most crazy aggressive stuff you'll ever hear, or
like where a reggae, then where's it gonna go?
Every college radio station has podcast. To have a reggae show, you know, like that plays, you know, what sounds like one song for, you know, 45 minutes
an hour.
But then again, I'm not sure that KFSR would even classify themselves as a college radio station.
I don't think they do. They've kind of, I remember in my college days, it was the thing you put on during the day, like when you got home from class.
Right.
You just had it on because for a while I lived by campus. I went to Fresno City, but all my roommates went to Fresno State. So like in the afternoon, you just had it on after class. You just still had that vibe of like there's somebody at school broadcasting music, and you might know the DJ usually. Right. But now it's just like jazz. It's just jazz from 6 to 6 and there is no college feel until after 6 o'clock.
And even that is, you know, debatable sometimes. Yeah, And I mean, I think that, you know, they are trying to do kind of a different thing and put themselves more as like a non, sort of like in the PBS format, but in playing to the kind of adult contemporary more than the college. And I don't think they get any or very, very little funding from the school anymore. So, which is a shame.
Yeah, because I know
I think at one time
we were told once that complaining about the jazz, and we were told that the jazz pays the bills because the
jazz
people
pays
that
the bills, man.
The people that donate money or that want to hear the jazz. So
right, you give them what they want, and I think that's still the same way. So yeah. That's sad though, because metal needs a place in this town.
Yeah, or just college, just college music in general.
Yeah, maybe we start a podcast, music podcast.
Yes,
because that's what you.
If you can wedge, if you can create 2 more hours in a day, then let's do it.
If you had 26 hours, you'd be able to get another podcast. I'll see what I can do.
See if you can bring that up.
I'll call my people and see if we can figure that out.
Well, one more radio station thing. I've brought this up before, but I've seen it recently because they have a big push. The KVPR, the Valley Public Radio, they're moving to Clovis, North Clovis, even not even like downtown Clovis where the hipsters are, North Clovis, and they need to raise like another million or. That they've raised $1.6 million for this new place, and they need to raise $200,000 to match. I guess they're going to get a donation
from the Irvine Foundation.
Yeah, if they match it. And they need that by the end of the year. And,
whoa.
It's just like, it just bugs me.
To people?
It just bugs me that they're moving. No, I don't know what to do. I mean, I love Valley Public Radio, but
so what
I just I'm so off put by their move to North Clovis that it's and they're spending so much money on it, and it's you know, it's a listener funded thing.
And have you seen their other studio?
I know I have not been inside it. I know I've been there, but not seen it. I'm sure it's small.
So. Yeah, it's passable.
Right.
But I think the new place, you know, I was talking to Ezra Romero about it, and he was really excited and talking about sort of the design of the whole thing and kind of how it is really kind of designed to, you know, I think it's a lot probably like Bitwise or like that sort of like design thinking kind of thing. And, you know, yeah, I don't know if I sort of think give people benefit of the doubt and say that they're using their monies correctly.
Yeah.
You know, I think having them in, I mean, they were in Shaw and Valentine, so it's not like they were in the heart.
No,
of,
it's not like they're in downtown.
The city,
that's what
anyway,
I'm saying.
So.
But that's something like this is their opportunity.
You just hate Clovis, I understand.
To move, to move
no,
downtown,
but I mean,
or move
the
tower.
Park, you know, and it would be nice to, you know, have them represent the valley from, you know, downtown Fresno or wherever. But I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully they will be able to get that money, because I do think, like, we need KVPR.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would not want them to go away, for sure.
You know, just, if you're...
I wish they would have thought more about where they moved to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I listen to KMJ a lot, and so sometimes I just get incensed, and I have to, click through the radio stations real quick, and I end up on KVPR sometime, and it's just like the antithesis of that. It's like the complete opposite, and it's so soothing, and I'm just like, oh, yes, there are people who are not talking about,
normalcy.
You know, Syrian refugees or whatever, so. Yeah.
One sad note, Geary's closed.
Oh, yeah. Geary's Grubhouse. Yeah. Now,
trying to do something different. I didn't. I always meant to go.
You didn't get there. Yeah.
I always meant to go. I know you did.
So it's not even sad for you, because you never even experienced
it. Sad in a general way, yes. But
you know, yeah, it is sad. I think that... You know, the initial restaurant, I think they had a great idea. I think that, you know, we probably talked about this on the podcast before. You know, the space that they were in, I don't think really suited what they were doing.
The location wasn't quite right.
Right, the location just wasn't there. And then, you know, there was some, I don't know, whatever weirdness happening. They got a new... executive chef and different things, and I had heard a bunch of different experiences, reviews from people who have been there and didn't like. I always had a great experience when I was there. I thought the food was good. I thought their beer selection was good. It was always a little weird. You know, we would go and maybe be the only two people in the place, or maybe there were six people in this. And it's a big place, you know. It's there, Sean.
The old Willikers.
You know. and we've definitely talked about this. I think it's one of those spaces, those kind of haunted spaces in Fresno that just like nothing ever will be there.
Nothing
again,
just stays permanent.
Yeah. So I think it could have worked someplace else. I think if they had been in Clovis, downtown Clovis, I think if they had been, you know, in a smaller location, I think they would have been fine.
Yeah.
I think the idea, like their concept, it was solid. The food I thought was great. The, you know, beer selection was awesome. The atmosphere was problematic. So
you gotta have you gotta hit on all cylinders in Fresno.
Yeah, I don't get too. Sad about those things, and you know, also I wasn't so surprised. I was, you know, like, oh, it sucks, I'm not gonna be able to go there anymore, but I wasn't at all that surprised.
I'm just gonna look forward to see the Republican
there next
now. Yeah, right.
They should get Fansler. Should just reopen Willikers,
bro. Just do it. Just Robin Willikers. Just say, just put Willikers back
Willikers
on.
Willikers again.
Hey, it's a college. I mean, you got to cater to being right by the college.
That's right. That's right. You got to have a reggae night on Tuesdays. And
you're drinking with Lincoln.
Yeah.
Where it's a penny for this your second beer or something.
Right, yeah. yeah, free beer on football night or whatever. I don't know, whatever they do. It seems like a place like that, you know, if they could get the right concept, would do well. You know, not that Fresno State has many fans going to see their football games this year, apparently. I don't know if you got that story in the Fresno Bee.
I didn't, but I can. I don't need a story to tell me.
Yeah, well, it's yeah, exactly. It's what you think. They're just not as many people seeing the football games there. So, and it's
go see the basketball team, man. We got a good team this year.
Is that okay?
Yep. Men's basketball team.
I don't follow much of either of them, but
they're the ones to see this year is the men's basketball.
All right.
Well, I think time, unless you got something. Is it?
No, I have nothing else. I think we did a fairly good podcast, mm-hmm, and hopefully mm-hmm. we'll be able to get back and do another one.
Hopefully the mayor will give us a bonus if for doing well.
Right. Yeah, we'll get our bonus. well, then let's go ahead and plug it up.
Oh, as always, per usual, I like to plug all our podcasts and our family, along with Flowing with Famous. We have Dorktown, a comedy podcast.
Love it.
With Bells and Becky. Yeah. And our craft beer, now indie beer podcast.
Yes.
This week, featuring a call from Joshua Teehee.
Oh, yeah, I called it.
Look for episode 125. Yes,
I called him twice.
Thank God that second call came through.
Well, you know, I was listening to the thing, and you know, you were talking about Ballast Point, and my initial reaction was like, "Come on, dude, you're thinking too hard about it." Mm-hmm. And then as you continued on, I thought, "No, man, you know, I think if I can sell you on the
punk rock angle of it,
yeah,
then who else? Who am I gonna sell it to?"
I mean, part of it, I do think that, you know, there is something to be said for, like, if they're doing good stuff, it doesn't matter, big, small, like, mm-hmm. you know, corporate owned, like, it doesn't matter. If they're putting out product that's good, it's when, you know, I don't like Bud, let's say Budweiser, because I don't like Budweiser.
Right.
They don't do anything good. If they did something good, then we would have to, and I'm not going to hold it against them that they're a giant corporation unless they give me a reason to hold it against them, you know?
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I should stand in solidarity with you on it, so I will.
You know, so no sculpin. You do what you want. You do what you want. I'll look the other way if you have a sculpin in your hand.
No, I'm standing with you.
I'm just saying. My whole point is support indie. Right. You know, Ballast Point are millionaires now. They don't need your money.
Right. They don't need your money.
The indie brewer, the little guy, needs your money. So go there.
Yeah, and especially if you're a person who
just as good as
cares about that, because now you know Ballast Point, there will be plenty of bros drinking Sculpin.
Yep.
So
Sculpin's gonna be a bro beer now.
Spend your money someplace else. Yeah. Sounds good. And then Harrison Ford podcast.
Yeah, it's all Harrison Ford right now.
You guys are close, right?
We're in there. We're close to the catching up to Harrison. So get off my podcast. We're right there.
Which I
have
listened to a couple of times.
Oh.
Quite informative. For someone who doesn't really follow Harrison Ford.
Well, see, now you know.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's to know that there are two people who have this much knowledge about Harrison Ford. I think it's great. Yeah.
Well, what you got going on, Josh?
So I will plug myself and in my day job at the Fresno Bee. So that's FresnoBee.com, FresnoBeehive.com, where I talk about, write about a lot of the things that we talk about on this show and follow a lot of the kind of stuff. If you're into music, nightlife, that kind of stuff, I have stuff for you.
And you're about almost out of vacation time, so you're going to be back at it.
Yeah, I'm back now. I was gone for a while. Out on vacation, but I'm back. So so that's there. If you want to follow me there, I have a column every Friday. I also have a band called It'll Grow Back, and we play shows. We're playing. This is sad news. On the 11th, oh, I'm sorry, on the 10th of December, mm-hmm. we're playing a show at Audie's with the Voodoo Glow Skulls. It's our CD release.
Nice.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. It is also one of the last shows we'll be doing for a while in Fresno. Our drummer is moving.
No.
Where is he moving to, you ask?
Oh, no. Don't say it. Don't say Portland.
He's moving to Portland.
Oh my God.
So he got, it's actually kind of, he got a job there. He knows people there. And so,
well, every Fresno hipster knows somebody there.
Paying more money, less responsibility, same amount of hours. Wow. So it's like, well, can't I can't fault that. Him for, you know, wanting to make better for his life. So, but I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to, he didn't want to quit the band. He was like adamant. He was like, I'm not quitting the band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. So I think we're just going to be sort of split time, you know? So
Are you allowed to get a second drummer?
I don't think we really want to do that. I mean, you know, he definitely didn't want to quit the band. And, you know, I think we all feel like it would be weird to get someone new. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, we're just going to work it out and, you know, maybe if there's shows here that we want to play and he can come down and play, that'd be great. And maybe there's shows we can go up there and play.
Maybe we'll be seeing some more. It'll go back to Portland.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's probably what'll end up happening is, you know, we'll kind of just split time. Maybe, you know, we definitely won't be playing as much as we had been. And that's, you know, kind of scary thought for me, but we will definitely still be playing, and you know, he'll be back in town, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of shows here, and then we'll travel up there as well. And I will probably, you know, be trying to do some side project stuff. So, you know, if there's people out there listening that want to
go to that CD release show. Go to that CD release show.
Yeah, no, it should be a really good show. I think it's going to be great. It's December 10th, Thursday, Audis with, we're playing Voodoo Glow Skulls, Born Loser, and Iwanaga. It's going to be really cool, and, you know, we'll have our CD there. You can buy it, and it will be one of, like, it really will be one of the last shows. Probably the last show that we'll play, definitely for the year, but probably until, you know, I mean, who knows, really.
Right.
When we'll play next again in Fresno. So if you haven't seen us, or you have any sort of guilt,
you've been listening to Flowing for a long time and just never saw Josh's band, here it is. This is the time to do it. It'll go back.
This is the time.
Thursday, December 12th. Yeah. See you release at Audis Olympic.
And if you're not there, I'm not going to be mad either.
I would like to see one Flowing listener come out that has never seen you, but it's always listened to Flowing. That would be special to me.
That it would
make
be.
Me warm
and
my
then
heart.
If we could hug at some point during the night, that would be great. If they would be like, "Hey, I'm blah blah blah. I listened to the podcast," and then I would say, "Oh man, that's great," and then we would hug.
Yes,
I think that would be really awesome.
I gotta capture it too.
Yeah, right. Well, and then and we'll put it up on Twitter. All right, well, I think we did pretty good for this podcast. We're coming back
into Fresno.
Talking Fresno stuff.
Next time we'll do our best of 2015,
what to
look for in 2016 show.
I think that's going to be the one to listen to.
Yeah.
That'll be very exciting. All right, well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Where can they find you, Mike, and or us on
flowing,
social medias?
Flowing with Famous on Twitter and
Flowing with,
or is it Flowing with?
Yeah, Flowing with Pod.
Or is it Flowing with Pod?
I don't know. Whatever. Flowing with Famous. Search it. You'll find us. How can people get you? That's the question.
The Fresnan on Twitter and it's Flowing with Pod. You're right.
Okay,
Flowing
good.
With Pod.
So scared. On Twitter. Sad when we don't even know. our And I'm at Joshua Teehee on. Twitter and It'll Grow Back is the band, but you can find us the podcast at anywhere that you can get podcasts, right?
Yeah, man, give us a review, bro.
Yeah,
on the iTunes.
Cool. And until next time, I guess.
All right.
When we will talk more about Fresno, I will count us out: 5, 4, 3, 2.